as evangelist Rob Bell. Takes you further.
You were born in a manger.
God requires us to be obedient. You remember what they said, what Jesus said? He was obedient until the death. That's the way God wants us to be. Obedient until the death. Till he calls us home, we're supposed to be obedient to him. Hebrews 11:2. It says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. My God. We understand that the whole world, not just one. He said the worlds with an S on it. Was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Saints of God, the things that we think we see was not made out of the things that we see. It wasn't made by that. For example, trees, they were not made from wood that we can see. They were made from God's spoken word. His creative words, the creative words of God. Saints of God, God's words have creative powers. Because of God's creative words, we make our confessions. We don't lie about being healed or delivered or whatever we're confessing. We're not lying about that. We say what God say. And his words will create just what we say when we believe it. Whatever we say, I'm healed by Jesus' stripes. I am delivered from the enemy. Those things are true because when we pray them and we believe them, guess what? His words create that scene for us. It creates it. So saints of God, don't be deceived. God is not marked. Whatever man sow, he's going to reap it. If we sow those seeds of the word of God, they're coming back to us in full bloom, and we shall receive the things that we ask him for. Another thing, I talked about healing and deliverance. You know, it doesn't come by pills, but by the invisible creative powers of God's word. That's how healing comes. He said healing, you know, and it will accomplish what he sent it to do. And we know who the healer is. It's Jesus Christ. And we know that on the cross, he took in himself our sins and all of our iniquities and every sickness and every disease. He took it in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin might live unto righteousness. Saints of God, we have a Jesus Christ that has done it all. He's paid it all for us. Now all we have to do is get enough gumption and enough wisdom and knowledge and understanding so that we can receive the things that he's already given us. The power of God's word, he sent healing, and it will accomplish healing. If he sent deliverance, it will accomplish deliverance. Our faith is not just an agreement of authority. It is our authority. I'm going to repeat that. Our faith is not just an agreement of authority. It is our authority. We have to live by it, and to do all the works that God has called us to do, we're going to do it by faith. Last week, we talked about the gift of discernment. It is the ability to see life as God sees it. It is the ability to apply godly knowledge that we required, that we have acquired from the word. He said that ordinary men, they can't use this gift because it's of the Spirit. It is spiritually given, and it is operated by the Holy Spirit of God. You know, every Christian need to have this gift. They need this supernatural gift. So keep in mind what this gift is as we keep teaching in this lesson. Keep in mind what this gift is and see if you can identify where you could use it at. You know, keep in mind what this gift is for and that it's necessary for us right now. You know, people are confused. they're confused, and they are mostly ignorant to what's happening in life, or even what's happening to them today. But Christians, you ought not to be ignorant of what Satan is doing. If you see any wrong things going on in your life, you need to immediately identify it as Satan, and then get you some word on it. You know, whatever happened in life, you have to know if it's God, if it's the devil. You have to pray, you have to meditate, you have to study, and you have to read the word. And you have to keep confessing the word of God, because we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's the other point that I wanted to make. Everything is going to come by the word of God. It's time that we know who we are, and that we know who we're fighting against. I would like to rally you up and to encourage you. I want to encourage you to pray. It's not God's will for us to be slain, defeated victims of the evil one. It's not God's will for us to be slain and defeated. Oh my God, don't you see how many people have been slain and how many people have been defeated victims of the devil? We don't want to be like that. We want to pray that God keep us from that, because we don't want to be slain by the evil one. God don't want it to be, so we're going to have to fight. That's why this lesson, we have to fight that good fight of faith. That's the fight that we're in. Ephesians 6 and 12, we're going to read that out of the Amplified Bible. And it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." Saints of God, I want you to know that God would not have us fighting each other. I know you think that when people get on our nerves, we can jump on them and fight them and beat them and probably win too. And we can go out and we see somebody doing something that we don't like, we could jump on them. But that God wants us to see exactly what's going on. We're not fighting each other. You know, it's not an eye for an eye and a murder for a murder. You know, when God done told us that we're not warring with the flesh and blood or with people, but we're warring against the enemy of evil spirits. That's who we're warring against, saints of God. And you're going to have to understand this war that we're in, it's not against flesh and blood. It's not against flesh and blood. It's against Satan. And this is why a lot of the children are going wrong now. This is why they're not making it like they should, because of this enemy. He's stopping them. He's blocking them. And we have to get that blockage and that stoppage, we have to get it out the way through prayer and supplication to God. We have to do battle against things that we can't see. We can't see these things, these murdering spirits and these lying spirits. We can't see them spirits. We can hear that stuff coming out of people's mouth, and we can see the knife and the gun, but we don't see that spirit that's behind it. We living in a world of spirits. We live in a visible world that's filled with invisible spirits. You know, at some point we have to stop. We have to stop lying and stop trying to fight a physical battle against spirits. God's kingdom is made of spirits. It's made up of spirits, spiritual things. Satan's kingdom, it's made up of evil spirits. But, you know, he feeds us lies through our five senses. And, you know, and sometimes we can't even recognize, you know, that we're not fighting people, that we're fighting the enemy. Sometimes we don't even know what we're fighting. We can't see what we're fighting. So you have to understand that this is a world of spirits, and we're fighting against evil spirits, and those spirits come from Satan. Luke 7:17-20, it says, Jesus told the Pharisees when they demanded that he tell them where the kingdom of God would come. And he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Verse 21, neither shall you say, lo here or lo there, for the kingdom of God is within you. Saints, listen, the kingdom of God is within you. And we're going to prove this through scripture as we keep reading. You can't say, lo here or lo there, for the kingdom of God is within you. It's made, this kingdom is made of goodness and mercy and love and joy. That's what God's kingdom is made of. Romans 14:17, it says, you remember, Paul, this is what Paul said. You remember what he said, that the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I want you to remember what he said. He said that the kingdom of God is not meat or drink. That's natural stuff. But it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. All that spiritual things. You can't see it. You have to live it. Now, if you're saved and if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you just heard that the kingdom of God is living inside of you. If you're saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and you're walking in the newness of life, then you have righteousness, you have peace, you have joy, and you have the Holy Ghost. Now, sometimes you have to work to get all that inside of your spirit, but the blueprint is there. You just have to fill it in the name of Jesus. It's not a literal kingdom made of mortar and bricks, you know, but it's a spiritual kingdom made out of the Word of God. It's not a visible thing, you know. God governs in the spirit. That's how he governs, in the spirit. He's the spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in the truth. So how does God govern his kingdom? And how does the kingdom of earth have to be governed? By the Spirit of God. He governs by his spirit. Matthew 12:28, Jesus said, this is what he said, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is coming to you. Saints of God, you need to pay attention. If you cast out a devil, if God gives you the power to cast out a devil, then God has sent the kingdom through you. He has sent his kingdom through you. See, these people are not doing it. So don't get scared and upset and think you have to do this. You're not doing it. All you have to do is be a willing participant, and God will work through you. So if you're casting out demons and devils, God has sent his kingdom through you.
This is what we'd like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree,
you died to save man. The
Jesus.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LTPCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated. is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJ.